This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity going back to, last week. They include a disturbance on Pioneer Avenue. RP states that his friend is causing a disturbance disposition. C case. This at 4:12 in the morning, and yes, there was an arrest at that time. A 49-year-old female arrested for breach of peace and possession of a controlled substance. So you're creating a breach of peace, and you still won't, hide your dope, okay? You're gonna cause a stink, which causes the cops to show up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I don't want anybody to take my dope. I'm going to hold on to it. So,
well, it was the dope whispering to her. Yell now.
Yeah, do it louder. So, and I'm guessing maybe that controlled substance may have had something to do with the breach of peace to begin with and why they were up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
God, so. It's like you're a detective.
Yeah, so I'm just speculating. But, yeah, you put a couple. You've been doing police blotters enough, Ross. Start to figure out one thing that leads to another.
You can spot the trends.
Yeah. Let's see. Road hazard blockage, Highway 120, disposition referred to other agency. Yeah, we're not going to pick that up. That's out there on 2AB. So let's see. Animal call just says Spruce Drive, assistance given. So
okay.
Be a bear, I'm guessing. Let's see. Traffic. Warrant service attempt, Juby's Trailer Court, municipal warrant, come on, disposition, C case, come on, animal noisy, dog at this address is always barking, see incident notes report, and then they write down, dog was barking, okay.
I heard, woof.
Yeah, suspicious activity, Harm Mountain Street. Male getting out of a vehicle, yelling, and dancing around. Possibly intoxicated. Disposition, assistance given. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Possibly intoxicated.
They thought he was drunk because he was such a bad dancer.
Yeah, so he was not, there was no music, so.
He could hear it.
Yeah. Fraud related, Mountain View Manor, RP advises X took his income tax return and relief check disposition, unable to assist. See, now what you do there is you set it up so that they can put it into your bank account, and it's a lot tougher for your ex to take, okay? So, but I always, I want to make sure I got a check in my hand. So does she, so.
Who gets to the mailbox first?
Yeah, so that's unable to assist. Good luck there.
Sounds like you have to fire up the lawyer machine.
Yeah, plus if you have it goes automatically into your account, you get it faster too.
Yes, so, you do.
Yeah. Animal call other on 17th Street Hill. Dog walking through the new poured concrete. So it's going to be called Dog Paw Avenue.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. So
go down to Dog Paw and hang a left.
It's no longer just people writing their initials in. Dogs want to get involved too. So look, I guess there was some kind of animal at the dog. Theft, Robert Street. RP says someone stole his PlayStation and controller out of his unlocked vehicle.
Gee, how'd they get in?
There are some sophisticated burglars there. So they went up and they opened the handle, and there he had a PlayStation and controller sitting out there. So that's,
he likes to take it with. You never know.
Well, why wouldn't you lock your door? You know,
they're only several hundred dollars.
And I mean, what kind of vehicle is it that it's way too hard to lock your vehicle? A lot of them, even if you as the door is open, you can hit a little button. It locks all the doors. You know, some of those vehicles have those. If not, key fobs nowadays, all of them that are sold have a door lock of some kind on the fob.
I've walked up to the front door of my house and pointed my fob.
No.
Oh, I wanted to open this door too.
When are we coming up with a fob for your front door?
Yeah,
that's what we need.
They're working on it.
Yeah. Let's see. Animal call, 31st Street. RP states two dogs who are not being taken care of properly. The conditions inside the house are not good. Well, how'd you get in the house? You take care of them, assistance given.
And if the environment inside the house is not good for the dogs, imagine the people.
Yeah. Animal stray, Calgary Road. RP states it's a dark copper-colored chicken loose. No! Not a chicken. So what is it doing? Is it like chasing you? Is it?
It's got a knife.
Is it scaring the cat? You know,
it's copper colored.
It's it's a chicken. It's loose. So
call police.
Yeah, we get them all over on the road over here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're always walking across, and I gotta wait. It's like, come on, chicken. So harassment. Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP says that the listed male came to his house last night after reporting the harassing text messages to C12. Disposition unable to assist. So this guy got tired of harassing tech, so he's going to do it in person. That's it. You're not answering me anymore.
He's going old school.
Yeah. Let's see. Welfare check. Whitewater Avenue. RP would like a welfare check on his daughter, who he believes is intoxicated, which is against her probation condition. See case. So
ratted out by dad.
Yep. So he's not going to go drive over there himself.
No.
So it's going to have cops do it for you. So let's see. Animal stray, Newton Avenue, over by the post office. Secondhand info of an aggressive dog at large. Disposition. Assistance given. So somebody said to somebody else at the post office, don't go to Newton Avenue. You'll be attacked. I said, okay. Parking problem, Blystein. Abandoned vehicle, red Ford Focus, unknown license. Possible civil issue. Person in Arizona requesting a phone call. Disposition, assistance given. So somebody in Arizona got a call from somebody else up over in Cody. Hey, your car's parked over here. What?
Weird.
Miscellaneous assistance, Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP would like to speak with an officer regarding ongoing issues. Disposition unable to assist, which means none of the cops wanted to go over there. So I ain't going to go hear all of his complaints. So let's see. Miscellaneous assistance at Papa Murphy's Pizza. Requesting a phone call regarding an employee cursing at her over the phone. Disposition, unable to assist. So
when pizza pies go bad.
Yeah, you're calling in a pizza, but you are sort of demanding and Karen-like, and so the employee curses at you and hangs up. So they've hit it with you. So, but then you call the police after that, and then the cops say, well, you sort of deserve it. I ain't going to go over there, so sorry. Animal call other on Draw Street, advising dog was attacked by the neighbors last night. RP would like to speak to CEO, disposition assistance Kevin. So it's not the neighbor's dog, it was the neighbors who attacked their dog.
Guy came over, he had boxing gloves on, went after my dog.
Miscellaneous assistance, Highway 120. RP is purchasing a vehicle and has now found out the person selling the vehicle doesn't have the right to sell the vehicle. He's just picking out cars. Want to buy this car? Sure. Well, I don't have the keys.
Hey, maybe I'll try that. I'll go down to one of the lots and hang out. Excuse me.
The guy's pretty good at sales, though.
What do we got to do to put you in this car today?
Well, you got to unlock it. Well, I don't have the keys. So.
That is beyond my capability.
Animal deceased, Elm Avenue. Dead rabbit in the yard. Disposition. Assistance given. So
you don't own a shovel?
Yeah, it's like I want the police to show up and get rid of the dead rabbit. And when the police showed up, there's already a dog walking around with it. So you know that. Drug-related, 13th Street. RP states she has a report of possible drug use in residence. So calling The cop's on herself, I think, is what it is. I think I'm doing drunk. Call in the police.
But they must be good ones because I can't remember.
Animal Straight. Juby's, an aggressive pit bull running at large in the area. Say, if you check in, if you move into Juby's, they give you a pit bull. Here's your pit bull.
I wonder, over the years, how many aggressive pit bull calls have there been at Juby's?
Oh, they're always out there. So you get a pit bull and you get an extension cord to plug into the neighbor's trailer. You check in.
Stay away from the fluorescent lime green one. They might spot it. And then I guess you could always go in, do you have any camouflage extension cords?
And then extra patrol request, Alger Avenue. Ongoing traffic complaint, very loud blue truck driving through RP's neighborhood. Arr. Unknown license, unknown driver, other than a white male in Cody.
Gee, thanks for narrowing it down.
In a pickup.
We know that guy. We'll get him.
Heading toward the airport, disposition assistant. Yeah, we'll check that out. So.
Gee, was he wearing a hat?
He was hatted. Anyway.
And it said, what, King's Ropes? Oh, yeah. That guy. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's him. That is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they sell lots of chicken protection items over there at Aldridge's, so check them out. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter report.